Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Trying to imagine what must have been like for some firefighters overnight in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, who were fighting a fire in an apartment that may have been started by an e-bike battery. Our Glenn Chuck is following this story. He joins us now live.
Yeah, Linda, the hazmat teams are here from the FDNY again, indicating that they're trying to exact the cause here. Neighbors have mentioned to the FDNY they were concerned that this was an e-bike because they've seen them in the building. This began about 4:30 in the morning. Again, that terrible sound of somebody banging on your door to get out. This family on the second floor of this 15-story building, 128 Lewis Avenue, were briefly trapped before they were rescued. I spoke with Andre. He's one of the residents here.
Yeah, and they said that the building was on fire. And I got up because, you know, I got my son up there.
What floor are you on?
I'm on 10. I mean, I'm on seven.
Okay.
We thought it was above us, but we didn't know it was on the bottom. I just heard that the dog didn't make it out. Everybody else made it out.
Yeah, that's what the Red Cross confirms to us as well. Two minor injuries to the family, but their family dog did not make it out alive. And we were just told here another fire has happened here in the hallway of the top floor, the 15th, just a couple of weeks ago. Now they're going through this all again. Kim will keep you updated as to the FDNY's investigation. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Bed-Stuy.
And police are asking for help finding the person who stabbed a 40-year-old man on board a bus in the Bronx. This happened just after 6:30 a.m. on the morning of July 4th. Police say the suspect boarded the bus and began bothering a woman who was seated on the bus. Well, when the 40-year-old man tried to intervene, the suspect pulled out a large knife and stabbed the victim in the right arm. He then fled the scene and was last seen headed north on Ogden Avenue. We have pictures of that suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Harvey Weinstein will be back in a New York courtroom today, where he'll learn whether or not he'll be facing new charges after more accusers have come forward.
The Manhattan DA's office has said they're evaluating new sexual misconduct claims and may bring new charges against Weinstein. Prosecutors said some potential survivors that were not ready to step forward during his first New York trial may now be willing to testify. The 72-year-old maintains any sexual activity was consensual. He's in jail at Rikers Island. In April, New York's highest court threw out Weinstein's rape conviction after determining the judge unfairly allowed testimony against him based on allegations from other women that were not part of the case. Julie Walker, New York.
A follow-up on a story we brought you on 1010 Winds about a woman whose remains were found last week in a sleeping bag in Kipps Bay. Well, there's been an arrest in that case. 55-year-old Chad Irish of the Bronx has been charged with concealment of a human corpse. He's also been charged with menacing with a firearm for an unrelated incident that took place as he was being arrested. Detectives had recovered surveillance video, which appeared to show a man in an electric wheelchair dragging a body to where it was found on East 27th Street. The medical examiner's office determined that 31-year-old Yasmin Williams had been shot in the head. Her death has been ruled a homicide. There will be a big rally in Foley Square today before the federal court hearing that could lead to taking control of Rikers out of the mayor's hands.
In legal papers filed as recently as March, Mayor Adams' administration claiming that even though there has been a federal monitor for some time, they have the situation at Rikers under control. But those rallying here at Foley Square this afternoon disagree, including Yona Zeitz with the Kalal Center. They say a receiver has to be appointed.
The federal courts wouldn't be doing this like drastic last step measure unless it was clear that, you know, nothing that the city government has done so far has worked. And so, you know, Rikers has been under a federal monitor for over 8 years, and nothing the city has tried has improved the conditions.
Now, those coming to the rally say a receiver would save lives at Rikers and immediately improve conditions. Again, the city disagrees. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Foley Square.
Police on the east end of Long Island say $17,000 worth of artwork was stolen from a storage facility in Northsea. That's part of the town of Southampton. The theft took place sometime between January and May of this year at Life Storage on Mariner Drive. There have been no arrests, and the investigation is ongoing. Local officials are joining the people of Jersey City today to rally against an 8-mile, $10.7 billion lane expansion project for the New Jersey Turnpike. They say the project, which would expand the entire Turnpike extension between Newark and Jersey City, will only exacerbate historic injustices. Mayor Stephen Phillips spoke to 1010 Winds.
It's an extremely expensive project. It's cost prohibitive relative to the outcome that's desired. They need to condemn and take property. There's an environmental impact to urban areas with regards to additional cars. But at the end of the day, it's $10 billion that would better be served investing in mass transit.
They're calling on the Coast Guard to conduct a full environmental impact study and to gather more input from the public.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.